26. "Why is everyone looking at me?" Wayne said.
"Natural reaction," Maracy said. She held a gun on Edworn, as did Milan. Wax carefully picked his way across the floor. "Looks like a throne room," he thought absently. The others started to follow, and he held them back with an upraised hand.
"Stay in this center row, walking toward the dais," he ordered them, not looking. "There's a pit trap on either side, and that slightly depressed square over there, it'll drop a sharpened blade from the ceiling."
"How does he know that?"
Steris asked. She clutched her notebook, within which she made lists.
"Wax has a natural affinity for things what kill people," Wayne said. "You're all still looking at me. Rusts, you think I somehow got in here and lifted the rusting thing?"
"No," Maracy admitted, "but someone did. Relure the Chondra?"
"No," Wax said, crouching and picking among the pieces of glass on the steps leading up to the pedestal. "These have been here a long time, judging by the dust." There was no way the Chondra had gone down that corridor outside. Too many traps were left, and all the ones that had been sprung had bodies near them. It was likely that the Chondra had snapped his pictures and wisely returned home to gather more of his kind and mount a proper expedition. Chondra were immortal. He wouldn't be hasty in trying to get in here. He'd have planned to take years studying the temple and extracting its secrets.
Who then?
Telson passed him, stepping to the dais. Glass crunched under her feet, and Wax glanced up to see her staring at the empty pedestal, aghast.
"How?"
she murmured. Milan shook her head.
"What would you do if you'd secretly stolen the thing? Leave the place gaping open to let everyone know, or reset the traps and sneak away?"
No, Wax thought. Reset the traps? Unlikely. He glanced at his uncle, who stood with pipe in hand, staring at the dais with bristling anger. He was surprised by this. Or was that an act? Was this all a setup, after taking the bands, to throw Wax off? Wax brushed the dust from a piece of glass, then dropped it and selected a larger chunk, one of the corner pieces. Wax eyed it critically, then took another piece and set it alongside.
"This is a disappointment," Edworn said.
He seemed genuinely troubled. This wasn't him, Wax thought, stretching out one of his mist coat tassels and using it to judge the length of the shard of glass. No, this goes back way further than that. He stood up, the arguments of the others becoming a distant buzz to him as he regarded the supposed resting place of the Bands of Mourning. A small, velvet-topped pedestal, frozen in time.
"I guess that is that," Edworn said. "Time for this to end, then."
Wax spun, whipping out his gun. He pointed it not at Edworn, but at his sister. She stared him down, hand at her pocket. Then she slowly removed a gun. Where had she gotten that? He couldn't sense it. Aluminum.
"Telson," Wax said, voice hoarse.
Edworn wouldn't have come in here without a mole. She made the most sense.
"But rusts."
"I'm sorry, Waxillium," she said.
"Don't do this."
He hesitated. Too long. She raised the gun. He fired, she did the same. His shot swerved away from her, pushed by Alomancy. But her shot, aluminum, took him just below the neck. Maracy moved before she had time to think. Her rifle already in position, she shot at Soot. Whatever was happening, having him dead couldn't hurt. Unfortunately, her bullet veered as well, missing Edworn. Then her weapon flew backward from her hands. Soot smiled at her with infuriating unconcern. At the pedestal, Waxillium stumbled back. He'd been hit right where the collarbone met his neck. He tried to remain on his feet, but Telson shot him a second time in the abdomen. Waxillium collapsed, rolled down the steps to the base of the dais, and groaned. Edworn was an Alomancer. Telson was in the set. Again, Maracy reacted before she knew what she was doing. Wayne leaped for Soot, but Soot took a hit from the dueling canes without flinching, then used his own cane, which was banded in metal, and pushed it against Wayne. Wayne was flung toward Maracy, canes clattering to the floor. He grunted, hitting the ground as Maracy tried to leap pursuit. Perhaps if she caught just him in a bubble with her, Wayne could... Her metal reserves were gone. Wayne stumbled up behind her, looking similarly confused. Telson had tossed something between the two of them. A small metal cube. Another allomantic grenade. She was an allomancer, too. She tossed a bag of something to suit. Coins. Wayne recovered from his surprise, leaping toward Edwarn again. But the man pushed a handful of coins. Wayne cursed, flinching in midair as the coins ripped through his body. Maracy watched in horror, and nearby someone screamed. Shock. No. She wouldn't let herself be stunned. She hurled herself at Suit, though he casually shoved her aside. She briefly caught hold of his shirt as she fell, but then her fingers slipped. Her head knocked against the stones as she hit. Dazed, she was able to see Waxillium stumble to his feet. He lurched, bleeding, as Telson fired again. Then he charged, but not for the doorway or for Suit. He scrambled toward the side of the room, away from everything. The only thing in that direction was a corner, surely trapping him. The floor dropped, plunging Waxillium into the pit. Nearby, Wayne climbed to his feet.
"Keep him down!"
Suit shouted, launching coins at Wayne. Telson, atop the dais, fired on Wayne. She wasn't a terribly good shot, but between her and Edwarn, they managed to hit several times. That didn't drop him, not with the gold medal mind. He made a rude gesture and ran out the door, healing from the wounds almost as soon as he was hit. Suit growled as Telson's weapon clicked, out of bullets. Maracy tried to grab Suit by the legs and maybe trip him, but he kicked her in the chest. She grunted, breath knocked out of her, and Suit put his foot against her throat.
"Wayne!"
Suit yelled.
"Come back or I'll kill the others!"
No reply. Wayne, it seemed, had taken the chance to escape down the hallway outside. Good. He wasn't abandoning them. He had correctly realized that their chances were best if he escaped.
"I'll do it!"
Suit yelled.
"I'll kill her!"
"You think he cares about that?" Telson asked.
"Honestly, I can't tell with that one," Suit said.
He waited a moment to see if Wayne replied, then sighed, taking his foot off Maracy's neck. Dazed, still having trouble breathing, she took stock of the situation. Milan was writhing on the floor. When had that happened? Alec and Steris stood frozen with wide eyes. This had all taken place in a flash. A few years back, Maracy would have been like those two, stunned and confused. She was impressed, on one level, that she'd been able to react as quickly as she had. Her growth hadn't been enough. Edwarn picked up her rifle, sighting it on her.
"Over you go,"
he said, gesturing with the gun for Maracy to crawl to Steris and Alec so he could cover them all at once. She considered trying something, but what? Her metal reserves were gone, and the import of what had just transpired was settling upon her. Waxillium was maybe bleeding to death at the bottom of that pit. Wayne had escaped, but had no bend alloy. Milan was down. She might have to do something about this herself.
"Please,"
Alex said, frantically grabbing Maracy by the arm as she joined the other two.
"Please."
He was panicked, but she couldn't blame him. He'd seen Waxillium, the man he worshipped, fall and was once again in Suit's hands. Steris narrowed her eyes at Telson. Waxillium had seen the truth, but too slowly. He hadn't searched her, and he'd hesitated instead of firing. For all his cleverness, Waxillium had a hole in his judgment regarding Suit and Telson. He always had.
"Not that you did any better," Maracy thought.
Telson walked calmly down the steps, holding her handgun before herself.
"That was bungled."
"Bungled," Edwarn said. "I thought it went well."
"I let Waxillium escape."
"You shot him thrice," Edwarn said. "He's as good as dead."
"And you're going to trust that?" Telson asked.
Edwarn sighed.
"No."
Telson nodded, her expression calm as she slid a knife from her pocket, then knelt and plunged it into Milan. Steris cried out, stepping toward them.
"What did you do to her?"
Maracy asked. They didn't answer, but Maracy suspected the truth. There were liquids that, when injected into Chondra, immobilized them and made them start to lose their shapes. It was temporary, but Maracy could only guess that, while she had been focused on Suit, Telson had somehow used one of those on Milan. With her arms twisted, her legs broken, Akandra's skeleton hadn't been in any shape for her to fight. Telson worked for a gruesome moment and came out with a spike. She tucked it into her pocket, then kept working. Suit walked over to Maracy, and through his ripped shirt Maracy caught a glint of metal peeking between two of his ribs. Not a large spike like the ones Iron Eyes had, something more subtle. They hadn't just been experimenting with hemallergy. They'd used spikes to grant themselves powers. Telson finally got the second spike out of poor Milan and pocketed it. The chondra melted, a mess of greenish-brown flesh and muscles without anything to cling to, oozing out of her clothing, leaving her bones and her skull of green crystal to gaze vacantly at the ceiling. Telson pointed toward the pit Waxillium had fallen into.
"Chase him down."
"Me?" Suit said. "Surely we can wait for—"
"No waiting," Telson said. "You know him best. You hunt him down. He is still alive. I've met rocks less durable than my brother."
Suit sighed again, but nodded this time, swapping guns with Telson so he'd have the aluminum pistol, then reloading it. He walked toward the pit.
Maracy glanced at Telson, who watched Milan's remains but held the rifle at the ready. Should Maracy charge her? Suit obeyed her. She wasn't simply a member of the set. She outranked Waxillium's uncle. And she was obviously an allomancer. The way she'd used the allomantic grenade proved that. Suit climbed down, using a rope. Shortly after that, Maracy heard footsteps outside, and soon an array of soldiers in uniforms like those from the warehouse piled in.
"The short one," Telson said, urgent. "Wayne, did you pass him?"
"Sir?"
one of the soldiers asked.
"No, we haven't seen him."
"Damn," Telson said. "Where did that rat get to? I need as many men as we can get scouring that hallway in the plain outside. He's extremely dangerous, particularly if he has another vial of Bend alloy."
Maracy turned to Steris, who was still dazed, eyes wide, still looking at the hole where Waxillium had fallen. Alec held Maracy's arm, his eyes visible behind his mask.
"I'll get us out of this," she whispered to them.
"Somehow."